Jordan glanced unobtrusively around him. On every side, there were pale, frightened faces and wide, staring eyes. The court was terrified. Jordan badly wanted to ask Gawain or Heather what the hell the steward was talking about, but he didn't dare draw attention to himself with a display of ignorance.
You're the steward, Catriona. Do what you have to.
The courtiers stirred uncertainly and looked warily about them. In ones and twos, and then in groups, they started to edge away from each other. Jordan quickly became aware that even Gawain and Heather were doing it in what seemed to be an unconscious reaction. He let his hand rest casually on the sword at his side. Something was about to happen. Something awful. He could feel it in the air, a tense atmosphere that was thickening from anticipation into certainty. The steward looked slowly around her, her dark eyes cold and watchful.
Nobody is to interfere, whatever happens. I don't need distractions.
She glared about her, and the courtiers nodded dumbly. Catriona Taggart smiled grimly and raised a hand.
Reveal!
Jordan staggered back a step as reality shuddered around him, torn and sundered by the force of the steward's sorcery. He shook his head dazedly as for a moment two different views of the court fought for dominance in his mind, and then the illusions were blown away. Several courtiers fell back from the dead man in their midst. He had looked like just another courtier before, hidden by an unreal glamour, but now stood exposed as a grinning, rotting corpse. Its flesh was blackened and torn, revealing discolored bones and frayed strands of decaying muscle. Witchlight burned in its empty eye sockets. Then the lich realized it stood revealed for what it was. It struck out viciously at the nearest courtier. The man died instantly as the lich's bony fist buried itself in the side of his skull.
Damon!
Oi!
Damon Cord stepped toward the lich, but before he could get any further, the gleaming glass chandelier above the court started to shake. The shattered glass melted and changed into gore crows, all flying off in different directions. They swept back and forth over the courtiers' heads, their beaks and claws drawing blood from those who couldn't dodge fast enough. Behind the throne's raised dais, a man was melting into the far wall. Already it was hard to tell where his flesh ended and the stone began. He was horribly emaciated, his bones pressed out against the taut skin. His sunken eyes were alive and aware. He knew what was happening to him. Damon Cord ignored all that was happening. The crows, the melting man, the bedlam. He just locked eyes with the lich. He headed for the lich at a run. He reached out with his left hand and pulled a huge steel mace out of thin air. The thick shaft was 3 feet long, and the great club head was studded with wicked metal spikes. The vicious blows had torn the lich's head from its body, but it wasn't quite finished. The body convulsed and grabbed blindly for Cord with its clawed hands.
Just die! Good.
The last of the unreal life had gone from the creatures. Cord just looked around for another enemy. Everybody backed away from him, unnerved by the open savagery in his scarred face. The steward had deliberately left Cord to fight on his own. They both preferred to work alone. Taggart raised her hands toward the crows. Crackling white balefire appeared in front of her. She sent it soaring into the air. The soaring crows fell like meteors as soon as the balefire touched them. Even as the courtiers scattered to avoid the burning birds, the steward was already running down the hall toward the man trapped in the wall. She made a grasping motion with her right hand. A long, slender sword formed itself out of balefire and fitted itself into her clutching hand. At the same time, a glowing silvery shield appeared on her left arm. Cord glared balefully about him, and his gaze settled on a portly noble to Jordan's left. He smiled slowly and hefted his mace. Foulness dripped from the metal tines. The noble shook his head and began to back away.
No, please, it's a mistake. I'm real, real as you. Do I look like one of those things? Just look at me.
Cord moved steadily toward him. The noble backed away even faster, and the courtiers scattered to give them both plenty of room. The noble glanced around him and found he'd run out of room. There was nothing there but a wall. He looked at Cord, and his face went cold and dead. He grabbed a woman's arm and pulled her to him, holding her before him as a shield. His eyes were empty and lifeless.
Stay back, or I'll kill her!
The unreal man pulled a knife from its sleeve and set the edge against the woman's throat. A drop of blood slid slowly down her neck as the sharp edge nicked the skin.
Please!
She looked beseechingly at Cord. He smiled at her reassuringly and jabbed with his left arm. The mace flew from his hand. The knife fell harmlessly to the floor, and the creature's shattered arm hung limply at its side. Cord reached into thin air and pulled out a great two-edged broadsword. The noble's head flew through the air, but the body didn't fall. The hostage had fainted. A long split appeared in the noble's suddenly bare chest, stretching lengthwise and forming into a mouth that reached from neck to groin, lined with shining teeth. A long, leathery tongue shot out of the opening and wrapped itself around Cord, pinning his arms to his sides. His great muscles bulged as he tried to break free, but the tongue was too strong for him. It began to contract back into the body mouth, dragging Cord with it.